Lasting Media.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
This is Glozell
and Perez Hilton.
And you're listening to Glowing Up. Hi, it's Glozell. Is you okay? Because I'm not. I'm suddenly single, financially struggling, and learning how to live my life as a single mom. It's time for me to glow up. Join me on this journey as I learn life lessons from my incredibly successful friends who teach me how to glow up. From Lasting Media, it's Glowing Up with me, Glozell Green. Hello, this is Glozell. Is you okay? Because I'm not. Oh, well. Anyway, I'm here with the amazing and ultra sexy Perez Hilton.
I don't know the last time or if I've ever heard sexy Perez Hilton. So thank you, sexy Glozell.
Thank you, thank you. Oh, Perez and I go way back. You my boo thang. You know, he's the really the reason, the first person that I saw, like, I'm like, wow, he's just sitting there with a computer and everybody just knows what he's doing. And it was very inspirational. And no matter what, because there's times where people are like, we hate Perez. I've always loved you.
Oh, thank you.
You've always been my friend. I've never said anything bad about you.
Yeah, ever, it's ever. Crazy. This year is now the 16th year of me doing what I do. You know, before the word influencer existed, I was the original. And I feel so blessed that I'm still here and doing some really awesome things. Like I was telling you before we started recording, I lost a lot of weight recently because I was on the jungle diet, literally. I just got back from filming I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here for Australian television, and I lost 10 pounds in 8 days. It was hardcore, but a lot of fun.
You look at me, when I saw you, I'm like, because it seemed like I just saw you at a premiere.
Yeah, but then, that was before I did the show.
Right, and when you opened the door just now, I'm like, oh my goodness.
I lost 10 pounds. That's unhealthy. I know enough about nutrition to know that if you're going to be losing a lot of weight for whatever reason, you really shouldn't be losing more than a pound a day. I lost 10 in 8.
Well, it looks good on you.
Thank you.
It looks really good on you. So speaking of being in jungle and having, you know, hard times, I don't know if you know what's going on in my life, but let me catch you up.
Please.
You know, I have a daughter.
Yes.
She's 3 years old and I'm married. I'm married, separated, going through a divorce. My car got stolen. My car is stolen. I have no car right now. I have no ID. I have no cards.
This was very recently?
Yes. Yes. This is all within a week. I'm telling you, last week of my life.
Oh my God.
And
you don't have car insurance?
Well, I do have car insurance.
So they didn't give you a replacement car?
Yes, but in order to get the replacement car, you have to have ID. I can't drive around without a license.
And then
you have to have ID to get an ID. You got to prove somehow, like, so I'm in this.
You don't have a passport?
Well, I got to find a passport. And the passport I found was old. I have a newer one, but I don't know if that was stolen. Because I'm like, I keep everything together, so I'll have everything together. So
in your car?
Yeah, see, you saying like that, like, you stupid girl. I hear that.
No.
Voice. But it's true. It's true.
It's like, you know, I'm glued to my laptop. Mm-hmm. So oftentimes I'll take my laptop places with me, but I'll take it with me out of the car. I won't ever, like, hide it under the seats or anything like that just because I'm paranoid.
Well, I never had this issue, but now I would never do it again because I'm in such a crazy pickle. But was it
stolen outside of your house?
It was stolen in my parking spot. So
Your parking spot?
In my parking spot. So
Do you have cameras outside your house?
Yes, but they will only give it to the police, and they won't let me see it. It's not mine. It's like the building's.
Okay.
So when the police came knocking on my door, I was like, yay, you found my car. They're like, no, your husband has brought your daughter in and said that you abuse her. You don't feed her. You don't comb her hair. She's neglect. And
whoa.
I was like, what?
This is in the last week?
Friday.
Wow.
Yes, Friday. And then they said that he had to return her after they looked around my place and that I live in filth. So they had to look around my place. And so I have no car, no ID, no bank card.
So what was the outcome with your daughter?
Well, they said that he had to return her because there's nothing wrong. Yes.
And what was the arrangement before that?
We don't have an arrangement. The arrangement is coming up on the 20th.
I see.
That's coming up.
So it's clearly a bitter breakup.
Well, it wasn't until I got a boyfriend. Now, okay, yes, I have a husband and a boyfriend, but I'm separated.
So when you got your boyfriend, that's when drama started with your soon-to-be ex.
Yes, like it was like he didn't care. Like,
but it was a happy split, you said. Why did you decide to separate?
I didn't say it was a happy split.
But it was amicable. All right.
I thought so.
What led to the crumbling of the marriage?
Well, we kind of did everything separate. He didn't care for the fans. He didn't go to the events. You know, doesn't go to comedy clubs. That's not his thing. You know, fame was just not his thing. Great.
But wasn't he also working as your manager?
Hello. At one point, and then I got another manager.
And that probably caused drama, too.
Well, once again, you know, it seemed like this wasn't something that he wanted to do. He wanted to have his own life, and now he was in mine. So when I got another manager, I'm thinking, that's great, but...
Did he have his own job?
No.
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 So
for 10 years, he has not had a job.
Oh. Does he have a job now?
He has a job now. And so when he got the job, I'm thinking, okay, this is the time to go.
Oh. So you had been thinking this for a while.
But when I thought
it... What was it for you? Did you just stop being intimate with him?
Okay, Perez.
Did it start after your daughter was born?
No. We were in separate bedrooms already for years.
Oh.
For years. So my daughter has not ever seen us like in a bed together. No. I was supposed to be interviewing you.
All right. I'm just curious. I have a lot of questions.
Yeah. And, okay, now I'm going, because I'm like, what do I say? So we tried going to therapy. He ended up not going, not wanting to go. But
he wasn't ever abusive.
He wasn't like physically abusive. He kicked walls, he slammed doors and microwave doors and that kind of stuff. But no, and he just verbally told me that I'm never going to support you, never going to go to any of your shows or anything like that. And when he said it, I was like, oh, okay. It's time to go.
Yeah.
I would have continued living separate lives and then, you know, come together for pictures, whatever, Ozell's birthday, this kind of thing. But when I heard it, I was like, okay, it's time
to go.
Because
he wanted to hurt you. That's exactly why he said that.
But then I thought he'll be happy because I served him papers. He filled the papers out before I finished filling mine out. So there was no problem until the boyfriend came.
How long after you served him papers from that point to you getting a boyfriend?
Okay, we served the papers October.
Yeah.
Got a boyfriend in December.
Okay.
When we weren't living together.
Huh? How did that come to be?
Well.
Was it somebody you knew while you were married to your husband?
No. Well, we were Facebook friends, but we never really talked. Then my friend, Tracy McClellan, she had me, she's like, why don't you get on this dating site? I'm like, it's kind of early. She's like, get on this dating site. Get you some free meals, girl. Go on
out. So you met on a dating site.
What happened was I went on a dating site.
Which one?
Bumble.
Bumble, okay.
I was on Bumble.
I'm curious what the peeps are using now. I haven't been on a dating site in a long time.
So are
time.
You saying you're single, Perez?
I'm very single, but I don't really want to do dating sites just because that's work. It's a full-time job, right?
Well, you think somebody's going to show up in your place? I mean, I did bring a cute guy here, but... Do you think they're just going to show up in your place?
Kind of. Or I don't know. The universe can help a guy manifest, I would hope.
He can manifest through a dating site, too.
That's just too much work. I'm so busy. I would make time for a quality guy, but I don't want to be spending hours or an hour a day on a dating site.
Well, listen, what happened?
How long were you spending it on there daily before you met this guy?
I was on the dating site less than 20 minutes when he says, you know what? Someone took your picture and made a dating profile. I said, that's me. He goes, wait a minute, that's you? I'm like, yeah. He goes, well, that means I can date you? I'm like, well, yeah. And I was thinking.
This is somebody you knew then.
Only on Facebook.
You never met him?
No, I never met him.
Oh.
No, and so... That's how I met. So did we meet on the dating site? We met because of the dating site, but...
But you had already been Facebook friends.
Facebook friends.
And you're in the honeymoon phase. You're enjoying this new relationship.
Yes, because he's completely opposite. He's retired, so he is a private investigator, which really does help when you're going through a divorce.
Wow,
you know, and he's just one of the people. Like, my husband doesn't like my boyfriend, so that's just
understandable. I don't think, but, well, especially because there's, you know, a child involved, and he might be thinking, oh, the guy's gonna be around my daughter.
Yes,
and
he is.
All of these things.
Ozil really enjoys him.
However, I just still can't believe these allegations. Which you,
yeah,
I'll just straight up ask. You deny all of the allegations your husband made.
I deny all of them, and the police said that there's nothing wrong. They had to take her in a room and look at her.
And check she's her five.
Out. She's three.
Three. Oh yeah,
she's
yeah.
three. And now we go to this child protective service place, and they talk to her, they talk to me, and they're like, you're good. So now he's got these false, you know, claims, which is going to just help my case, I think, you know.
You've been going through a lot.
Yes, because it cost a lot already to divorce, to just leave what you have. And I was in Vanity Fair not too long ago. They were talking about YouTubers and where they are and blah, blah, blah. And the day I got the magazine, like, oh, I'm in Vanity Fair, I also got an eviction notice.
Because
you got to pay.
And you had not been paying?
Okay, the answer is no. Because, no, I mean, it was a lot. I just knew I had to leave. But, you know, you have to move, and you had to pay movers, and you had to get out of the lease that you're in. I was just like, I'm just going to figure
this out. And your family is not in Los Angeles.
I have a sister here, but the person who's helping him is my mother, because she's like, it's not of God. You should stay with your husband. I can't believe you're leaving.
This is also complicated.
She's like, now that he's got a job, you know, I'm like,
your mother helping him?
Because she's saying that I'm emotionally unstable for leaving at this time. Like, he's got a job and now you're leaving? This makes no sense. So they've been talking and they're communicating.
How does that make you feel?
Well, that I don't have a mom anymore.
Oh my God, it's that hardcore. Yeah, my mother would never do that. My mother would never.
You would think.
She would respect. She may disagree with my thoughts, but she would respect my decision.
Certainly wouldn't help them.
Yeah, it seems very disrespectful of your mother not to honor your wishes, because it's your life. And she doesn't know everything that's happened between you and your ex.
She doesn't care, you know, like, to her, it's like, you left him.
And I'm sure over the last decade, you've been very good to your mother too, right?
Yes, and good to him. And she knows that he doesn't overly participate in anything. But that's all out of the window. It's all about, I guess, what it looks like.
So how, up to the point of eviction, you didn't have a lot of money saved?
No, I didn't. I was spending a lot, you know.
What were you spending on?
Well, first I did 12 IVFs. I haven't recovered from that. Okay.
That's probably very expensive,
so,
right?
Yes. So, and then having a surrogate. So there we go. But when you can't.
I know that. I had my children through surrogates and that whole process. Especially because you have to, I mean, I don't know, maybe you did it differently, but.
You have to take care of them.
There's no, like, layaway. There's no month by month payments. You have to pay all at once, and that's not cheap.
No, it's not cheap, and it's not cheap. But also, when you're not feeling creative, when you can't do videos at home, you know, I'm like, I don't want to make him upset. I don't want to make him mad. And okay, he's home all day because he's not working. So when can you do videos? And then you just kind of like, okay, I'm seeking other things outside that's not at the house and not doing my norm. And then the few times that we do go out, oh gosh, if somebody's like, oh, Glozell, let me take a picture, he's upset for the rest of the day. And, you know, I'm like, it's just terrible.
I almost would rather be without a man than with a bad man.
Exactly. That's where I'm like, I gotta go. And I live in peace, you know, except when there's eviction notice on your door. But so I got out of that, you know, because, you know, the universe provides. Here's a check from Trolls. Here's a check from this movie that you did. Here's a this and that. But you have reinvented yourself, and you understand how things are. I will open myself up to any advice you have, because it's like you still have a name. Like, I can still have a name, and people are still giving me free stuff. But free stuff is not rent.
Yeah.
You know, free. You know, so I can eat at the best places, and I'm going on vacation here and that, and that's taken care of. But the day in and day out, like, well, back when I had a car, like 2 weeks ago when I had a car, yeah, gas and that kind of thing. But
I, you know, I talk about this all the time. It's almost to the point of it being unhealthy for me. Mm-hmm. Before I had children, lived a blissful life free of anxiety. Having children has been amazing, but it's also giving me legitimate, real anxiety because I can't stop obsessing about the future and about things that I can't control, like money. I can control some of it, and I'll share with you some concrete things I've done in my life. One of my biggest mantras is, how can I make more and save less? Make more and save less. And some of those things aren't easy, or maybe they are, but they seem scary for you to do. Like, for example, I have a big old bottle here of this brand water, which is really expensive, but it's not filled with that water. I fill it with the tap just because I like it because it's really big.
Right.
But I used to buy them.
Right.
And I just stopped because each of these bottles was like $4 or something.
And
now I just like the big bottle and I fill it with my tap water that's filtered. Or even something like, you know, the power of the ask is very powerful. Like if you're currently paying off your car or this or that or the other.
I still have to pay on a car that I don't have.
Reach out to them and renegotiate your deal. Like, ask for things you want or need. You may not get it all, but do it. And then also give yourself more credit. Like, you clearly seem very eloquent right now. Mm-hmm. You seem like you're...
Because I was ignorant before. But
no, meaning...
But I'm eloquent right now.
No, meaning like you don't seem like you're a mess at the moment. Like you're pulling yourself together and you're putting one foot in front of the other and you're keeping moving forward. I would say you're capable of so much just like I am. Last year, it was a hard year for me. You know, this... Like, I'm sure you were speaking to Melissa Rivers. She's gone through a lot in her life.
I begged her to live with her. Like, it was crazy because I knew I had to move. And I really didn't have the funding to move.
And she said no?
She's like, girl, I don't know you. No. And her house is like this whole block. But no, she helped me out. She was great. But I was asking anybody, because I had to leave. And, you know, first month, last month rent somewhere is
this guy
crazy.
DM'd me on Twitter last week. You remember that guy, hide your wife, hide your kids?
Yes, yes, yes.
Kevin
yes.
Antoine Dodson?
Yes, yes.
He DM'd me and said, can you help
give
me out?
He's DM'd me too.
Oh. And I said...
And he needs it.
I said to him, why don't you start a GoFundMe? And I'll share that. And then I also said, which is something that you should do, which is something that I've been doing, not just creating YouTube videos, but going live on YouTube. If you go live, like even doing your podcast, instead of just recording it, you can record it, but also go live while you record it. So then it's on video and audio, but while you're going live, in any way that you're going live, it doesn't have to be your podcast, it could be any kind of video, people can give you money. I make money by going live on YouTube.
And wait.
Gifts.
So where
it's
where
called
do they give?
Super Chat.
Okay, it's not, because I gotta pay for a lawyer.
Yeah,
I gotta.
It's not. Listen, I'll be honest. I'm not. Well, you on YouTube have a lot more subscribers than I do, so you might be making more than I am on YouTube. I only have 350,000 subscribers, but and I don't mind talking money. You know, because how I explain it to my subscribers is a lot of the top YouTubers, and I'm talking people with almost 10 million subscribers, they have Patreons. I don't have a Patreon. That's another thing that you could explore doing. A Patreon is sort of like a GoFundMe, but people get rewards for contributing financially. So like if you donate $3 a month, you get this. If you give $5 a month, you get this. If you give $10 a month, you give whatever. I don't have a Patreon. I just say, if you watch my videos on YouTube regularly and you enjoy them while I'm going live, super chat me $1 a month. So like I would say on an average day, I can make between $25 to $50.
But that
helps.
Yes, it does.
Every little bit helps.
That is not even a little bit. Like there was a time where I've been like, but now?
Yeah. Every little.
$50?
Yeah. Well, I've got three kids and a lot of expenses. So yeah, every little bit helps. Mm-hmm. And then just changing your life. Like I was saying last year, sometimes these really bad things happen so that good can come of it.
That's right.
Which is what happened with me last year. My mom was really sick last year. She had cancer. She also had lady issues. She, we've talked about it. She had her, well, she had cancer and had to have two surgeries for that because she had, she's, first of all, diabetic. She's got, my mom has, she's only 66, but she's like an 85-year-old. Aww. She's got diabetes.
Is that the woman I keep seeing every time I, she's so sweet.
She's got diabetes, a knee issue, back issues, asthma. She's like a hot mess. That's my washing machine. Sorry about that. It's the parent life. So she had, she actually had vaginal cancer, which is a type of skin cancer.
Oh.
Which I didn't even know you could have. She had skin cancer before. In the ear.
Okay, so random.
And then I think once you've gotten skin cancer, it's prone to coming back. But I wouldn't. She never would have imagined that it would come back down there. So she had to have more than one surgery because after the first time, they didn't excise it all. And then it takes her a really long time to heal and recover from anesthesia also because she's diabetic. And then she also had to have a second procedure because her bladder prolapsed, which is something that happens to some women after giving birth. So it was a really hard year. And, you know, even though... of all the cancers to have, she had like the best kind, like the basal carcinoma or whatever it's called. Like it's like a hot, it's not often fatal, but I still was.
You know, that's your mom.
I still was just, I did not want to be present in my life.
Right.
So I actually ended up going on 6 vacations in 6 months last year because I wanted to escape as much as possible. With my kids, and my mom went on a few of them, and she didn't want to go on all of them. But I just did not want to be here. Did not want to be present. I supported her, and I was here, of course, for her procedures, all three of them. But then I ran away, and then I also started to medicate with food. I gained a lot of weight last year. Thankfully, I didn't turn to drugs or alcohol because that's not me. But I started going on vacations and eating a lot. And then my sister, which is kind of like your podcast, sat me down, and she's like, listen, if you keep spending the way you are, you're going to be in real trouble. Because right now, in 2019, you're spending way more than you're making.
Right.
And that's not a good thing. So then I was like, okay, you got a point. I've got this out of my system. I didn't even realize everything that I was doing while I was doing it. Because when you're going through a trauma, you're not exactly thinking rationally.
Right.
And you've been through a lot of trauma recently, it sounds like.
Yes.
But I made some changes that for me were really scary because, as you know, I used to be very heavy. So for over a decade, I would get my meals delivered, which is a luxury. I understand that. But for me, I was using it as a crutch because of fear, because I was afraid to let that go because I thought, if I didn't do this, which made it so simple and...
But you'll get fat.
And like it was guaranteed results. If I don't do that anymore, then I'm going to gain weight again. But I got rid of that because it was expensive.
Right.
And I also got rid of my trainer, which...
Right. You know, I was at Equinox, honey, with all the celebrities, me and Kevin Hart just taking pictures. And I'm like, and here comes Kanye West coming in and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like... I can't keep up with the Joneses. I can't do it anymore.
I was never a big spender. Like, I would not go eat out at fancy restaurants. I would not buy expensive things. You know, I don't buy clothes. I don't even buy clothes. Mm-hmm. Like, I just don't spend. But I would spend on myself for my health. So I would spend the money on the trainer and the meal delivery. But I got rid of them both. And that was big savings for me. And I think I actually ended up getting in better shape without the trainer and without the meal delivery. And it was awesome to me to be able to prove it to myself that I was able to do both on my own. It's scary, but, you know, moments of growth happen when you're able to confront your fears and push through. Like when I was in that jungle experience, it really taught me a lot about controlling your brain, which... is not easy.
No, and it's not easy.
It was still hard for me after I got back from the I'm a Celeb experience because my anxiety had a major flare up. Ooh. But I did some crazy things in that show. Like they put me in a coffin underneath the ground with 100 snakes.
No.
Yeah.
No.
There's video of that. And
No.
I started freaking out at first.
No.
But then the more you freak out, the more the snakes freak out. So then I just had to like, literally as I'm going in there, I had to tell my body to shut down. I was like, shut down everything in your brain and just be present as much as you need to in order to like finish this task, but shut this down and shut that down so that you don't lose your functions. Like, but I did it. And that's the amazing thing about life. Like, I'm sure Melissa said something similar. You're either going to come out of this stronger or you're not. You're either going to get through this or you're not. I think it's a choice.
There was times where I'm like, or not, you know?
When and that you're is like, a possibility. Some people could turn to drugs or alcohol. Some people could move back home and live with their mother.
Well, that is not an option at this point.
Yeah.
I mean,
not when there's anything wrong
taking
with that.
Care of somebody that, you know, you vowed to be with forever. And then, like, fast forward, like in the beginning of 2019, I wanted to do another IVF. We were trying to have more kids. And by the end of 2019, I'm moving out. You know, all of that, because in my mind, I was obviously in a different place. I was thinking about Ozell, she wouldn't be by herself, this and that. And then I realized, like, I'm in this by myself. I'm pushing things that obviously he didn't want to do. On my part, I'm like, I guess I just didn't check in. Now, you're not in a relationship now, but have you been like betrayed by someone you love? Like, not only that.
I haven't been betrayed by people, but I would say in the past, I definitely relied on certain people more than I should have. And I should have taken accountability for my own affairs. You know, I've made my own financial mistakes in the past. Like in the past, I just assumed things were being done that weren't being done, which was a mistake. And I now own that, you know, even something as simple as like, you know, I assumed that I had set up or that there was a school fund for my son set up, you know, one of those accounts that you set up for your kids so they can go to college and you put money into that and it's not taxed and that could really grow so that you don't have to worry about paying crazy amounts of college tuition when they're of age to go to school if they want to. But that was never done. And
you just thought magically elves did this?
Well, I don't want to throw anybody under the bus, but I, you know, I used to have a business manager.
Oh, okay. Yes. Okay.
And my business manager never did that. And I don't have that business manager anymore.
Okay.
Not even because of that, just because he was charging me 5% of everything I made just to be my business manager. Now I just have an accountant. Cause like, I was also looking at it and it's like, at the time he really helped get my finances in order. And at the beginning of my career, my finances were a mess because I actually, in the mid 2000s, filed for bankruptcy.
Maybe that's what I need to do. I just don't know what that means.
I would not advise that just because if you could do that, but it would make your life difficult for the next 10 years.
Oh.
Like after 10 years, you can get it cleaned from your record.
Oh.
But for the next 10 years, then if you do want to buy or rent anything, a car, a house, or whatever, unless you've got crazy amounts of money to pay for it all cash, then it might be really, really difficult for you.
I mean, my finances are kaput, and you're just like,
do you have a lot of credit card debt right now?
A lot of credit card debt? No.
Well, that's good. No. You're ahead of the game.
You just
don't have a lot in savings, which is
not a lot of savings and not a lot coming in. And a part of me is like, well, when this divorce is final, then I can really push it. Because right now, then whatever I make, I got to give half, and I don't have it. So
well, he might have to contribute to you.
Oh, that'd be nice.
He should. He's got a job.
You know, and see what happens when we go to mediation. You know, so that's what's going on in my life. And
but yeah, definitely be making live videos on YouTube.
That's okay. And a part of me is like sad to look at it because it's like I used to be somebody. I was somebody, and you're like,
You know who you should have on your podcast too? Somebody that I find very inspiring, an OG YouTuber, Michael Buckley. What the Buck?
Michael,
You know,
I love Michael Buckley.
Yeah, he used to be one of the top YouTubers, and now he just does YouTube for fun, but he's making the majority of his income and making a decent living being a life coach.
Like, I can see that. He's a great guy. Every time I see him, he's fun. He married some people. Like, he's a...
But they got divorced.
Wait. Oh, really?
Yeah. Now he's living in Colorado.
Yes, I know he's living in Colorado.
And life is different. Yeah, for me, like, I think also that all bad things that happen to us, they don't just make us stronger. But like I said, like last year, when the awful things that happened to my mom, they're a blessing. You know, I think that needing money is a good thing. Because if you didn't need money...
Okay.
Let me give you the example. In the mid-2000s, I was going through the no phase. Mm-hmm. I would turn down a lot mm-hmm. of opportunity. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, that's not good for my brand.
Right. Or
no, that's not cool.
Right.
Or whatever it might be.
Right.
Then I started having kids, and I am super transparent now. I will do anything for a paycheck.
That's right.
But it's like 6 degrees. Going back to Melissa Rivers, one of the main reasons that her mother, Joan, had a career as long as she did was because for a very long time throughout her career, she needed money. So what that meant was...
Preach, Perez!
She was not precious about herself or her career. Even in her documentary, A Piece of Work, she said, I'll show up to the opening of an envelope if they meet my quote. You know, they pay her her rate.
Wow.
The key to success and longevity is just keeping... putting content out there. You just have to not give up. You have to stay out there. And... not everybody has the drive.
Right. My drive was beaten, just sucked out of me. And now I'm revving up and I'm so thankful when I'm asked to do anything.
Because having drive also comes, you know, like Melissa, I'm sure, would attest to maybe at points throughout their relationship, Joan was maybe more invested in her career than in her as a daughter. But I'm sure Melissa also, now that she's a mother herself, understands Joan was just trying to pay the bills.
That's right.
You know, you got to do what you got to do.
That's right.
Like, you know, I was in South Africa filming that show for Australia, and I was gone 16 days total, even though I was only in the jungle 8 days. And it sucked being away from my kids, but it's also about, like I said, reprogramming your brain and turning those negatives into positives. I'm like, yes, I could view it as painful and awful that I'm away from my kids, or I could view it as a vacation. I viewed it as a vacation. I'm like, this is a wonderful vacation where I have no responsibility. I don't have to be glued to my phone or my laptop. I don't have to worry about anything other than snakes and just overcoming this crazy experience.
Give them my number. Give them my number. Help me.
Well, are you still with your agency?
I'm with UTA.
You're still with them? Are they doing stuff for you?
I mean, they get me out on auditions.
They do?
Yes.
Okay.
Auditions. You know.
So you've been doing a lot of acting stuff or auditioning for acting?
Auditioning for acting stuff. Because a lot of stuff still comes in for me, like speaking and, you know, signing autograph thingies comes up and appearances. Mm-hmm. And that comes in naturally. But, like, they're for auditions and new things that I don't get. And I've been auditioning. Haven't gotten anything I auditioned for. When you see me in movies and stuff, that's from... because they're you're Glozell and we want you in it already. So... anywho,
maybe even consider getting a new agency. I don't know. Like, it might be good to be with a smaller agency that's more excited about working with you.
So I have to reconsider everything.
UTA is kind of big.
They're excellent and they're big. They are huge. So
But are they bringing you in ideas and deals? I'm not here to trash talk them. I'm just saying something to consider or evaluate. Like, even your podcast, I don't think you got that through them, did you? Mm-mm. But it's also good to have realistic expectations. You may not make much or any money from this podcast, but this podcast could be a great way for you to reconnect with some of your old fans.
Yes.
And I would also say, goes back to drive, and it's exhausting.
It's exhausting. Plus, being there for your kids. You have three.
I don't get much sleep.
Right.
You either have to be willing to do it all or rebrand totally like Michael Buckley and become a life coach or just have a different career path. Mm-hmm. I know you're on TikTok, but I would say you have to be even more active on TikTok.
Right.
You have to be posting there daily. I don't think you've posted on TikTok in weeks.
That's right. You be on stuff. Yeah, that's true.
You got to be on TikTok daily.
Daily, okay.
Because that's also a great way to reconnect with both old fans, because there's a myth that it's just for young people. Not anymore. No. TikTok now is for everybody of all ages.
And when you post, are you doing music every time?
I do everything. Okay. I do all kinds of things. Okay. That's what I love about it. It's just, I get inspired. I want to make this kind of video or that kind of video. It's almost like the new YouTube. It kind of really is.
Yes.
Although you can make money on TikTok too by also going live. and also through brand deals. So just make that a priority, because not only can you reconnect with your old fans, but also make new fans that way. I'm not even joking. I got a text message last night. It was so funny. I got a text message last night from this guy who said that, well, I don't have his number programmed in my phone, but it's somebody, you know, I've been around for 16 years. Yes. I know everybody. He's like, oh, I used to work at so-and-so, and my daughter was so excited that you liked one of her comments on TikTok and that you liked one of her videos. Like, I don't even just post on TikTok. Oh. I'm active on there too. So it's like responding to people, the people that respond to you, looking at their content, liking their videos.
And you follow people.
Yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. I'm close to 1,000 people. And now this girl's 10. The fact that a 10-year-old knows who I am is amazing, because I'm in my 40s now. And that's a dinosaur.
Looking sexy. Everyone looking sexy.
I'm a dinosaur because, you know, the influencer world is all about teenagers.
That's true.
It's all about young. You know, like, and the hottest influencer of the moment is this girl named Charli D'Amelio, who started on TikTok and now is big on Instagram as well.
Good for her.
But what happened to you happens to everybody. It's happened to me.
And you know? Didn't think that it's going to happen to you, because you're like, look at these dumb people who let other people run their finances and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, how in the world?
I mean, or even look at Tyler Oakley. His YouTube channel is dead. He's got 7 million subscribers, but he gets 30 to 60,000 video views per video. It's about perseverance,
right.
And it's also about reinvention. Like,
right.
I constantly am reinventing myself. Like, I was one of the first in podcasting. Like,
right.
I've now been doing my podcast for 5 years.
Right.
You know, everybody now has a podcast, okay, right. But mine's been going on for 5 years.
You are a pioneer. I mean, you are the original influencer, YouTuber, however you want it, social media star. You were number one. I don't know if people, you know, give you the credit, because there's so many people that's popping up now and they're young and da-da-da-da, but you are the original. If there's the YouTube Hall of Fame,
you,
that's
you. Can
you.
Never get lazy.
Right.
I don't.
Right.
Right. I got out of the jungle, and then on Sunday for the Oscars recently, I co-hosted Good Morning Britain's Oscars special with Joan Collins.
That's so great.
And Kelly and Sharon Osbourne. It was a lot of fun. But I say yes to everything. Like, that's another thing that Joan did. Like, tomorrow I've got a podcast. Like, I know you, so I was happy to do it. But tomorrow, I don't even know the name of the. I don't even know these people. I just agreed to do it.
Yes.
Because also, if you want to grow your podcast,
right.
You got to be on other people's podcasts.
That's right.
So I want to grow mine. Mm-hmm. So that's why I do other podcasts as well. Even if so-and-so doesn't even have any listeners. You don't have any listeners. Your show hasn't even aired yet.
Right.
But I agreed to do it, hoping that I could get something out of it.
First of all, I know where you live. So you had to say yes anyway, Perez.
But if you enjoy me on here,
yes.
You're liking this, I'm available for you as well in your listening pleasure. You can
check out
the Perez Hilton podcast with Chris Booker on Spotify. Apple Podcasts, or directly at PerezPodcast.com. That's another thing. I've always been really good about being objective and branding, which you need to do those things as well. Like, be objective about yourself. What are you good at? What are you not good at? How do people perceive you? These are questions you should ask yourself. And then also, like, how can I best market myself? So, like I just said, PerezPodcast.com.
That's right.
I bought that custom URL for my podcast so that people can just simply go there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I also say on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, but you can just go to PerezPodcast.com. Or, like, I sell merch, right? Instead of saying you can buy my merch on Teespring, I say go buy my merch at buypopstuff.com. Like, I have a fancy URL that will just redirect people to my merch store.
What are you selling, Perez?
Everything.
There's like Perez cologne. Like, what are you selling?
No, I call my followers Fram.
Uh-huh.
They're my Fram, like friends and family.
I love that.
But it's more than just followers. Like, to me, these people that subscribe to my YouTube channel or my Instagram or read my website or whatever it may be are a lot of them, the majority of them, people that have been following me for a very long time. And that kind of loyalty is like family.
Definitely.
So it's... To me, Fram is a kind of friend that's forever. Because there are some friends that will come and go, as I'm sure you've been
aware of. And some family
of.
That's come and go.
That's true. But to me, Fram is forever.
That's
so
right.
My merch is basically just centered around Fram.
Oh, I love
that. It says, I love my Fram, or Fram, other things with Fram on it.
Please buy all things from Perez Hilton. You can always go to Perez.
100% of the profits go to me.
That's good. Yeah. That's where it should go. People are like, why should it go somewhere else? Please follow, like, subscribe to Perez Hilton. He's on all social media. Check him out. He's here. He's wonderful. He's been in the jungle. I love him. He's inspired me, and he's inspired me again as I'm reinventing myself in this place of where I am.
Well, I think you can continue to reinvent yourself. Like, if you really like dive into TikTok and let that inspire you, there's so many ways.
How do you edit?
Use it.
Do you edit on your phone?
Yeah. So simply, like, I'll show you a video. The video I posted while I was doing your podcast.
I know. I'm like, he is literally doing another thing right now.
I did this morning.
Does you singing?
No, that's one of the things I love about TikTok. You can use other people's audio and things trend. Audio's trend. Like, that audio was trending, so I decided to do my own spin on that audio.
You edit that with the words popping up and everything by yourself?
Yeah, it's so simple.
On your
phone. On TikTok, yeah.
Within the TikTok?
Within the TikTok app.
Okay.
That's what I love about TikTok. It's a lot like Vine, but you can do all these extra fun things on it, and it's so simple. And then, like this one, I will only use that on TikTok because that one doesn't really make sense outside of TikTok. Mm-hmm. But if I make a video that I think would resonate with other audiences, then I'll share those on Instagram or Facebook or whatever it might be. Like, you could start creating new characters.
That's right.
Like, doing characters. Like, there's this one gay kid on TikTok that's blown up, and he created this character named Rosa. And he's like, what, who are you looking at? Or whatever. Like there could be 10 new Glozels.
That's true.
It could be you and keep doing you and then create 10 new personalities or just one other alter ego or however you want to use it. And it's so, not easy, but it's easier to go viral on TikTok than any other platform.
Okay, well, next time you hear about me, you'll be like, she's gone viral, and once again, I have influenced her.
Well, you're on TikTok.
Yeah.
So people that are listening should make sure to follow
Please
you
follow
on there.
Please follow me on TikTok.
And you're going to start doing it daily, right?
I'm going to start doing it, like, daily. That is my advice from Perez Hilton, to be out there, put yourself out there, and do it daily. And when I first started, I did YouTube videos daily, and then, you know,
and go live on YouTube.
Go live on YouTube.
Go live on YouTube. Consider setting up a Patreon. Are you
when you're live? I'm just talking to these people.
Yeah. Well, it depends. Some people can go live and then we'll unlist the video and make it private. But if I'm going to spend 30 minutes doing a daily recap, I'm not going to then make that private.
A daily recap of your day?
Of pop culture.
Okay.
Showbiz.
Okay. Gotcha.
So what I do is, I like to speak in chunks and then briefly address the people that are commenting or tipping or whatever it may be, because I'm simultaneously being mindful of those that are watching me live, but also those that can be watching on the replay, like afterwards.
Okay.
And I want it to be a pleasurable experience for them too. Are you on Starsona?
No, I never even heard of this.
Oh my God. It's like Cameo.
I'm on Cameo.
Get on Starsona as well. Get on both. I'm on both.
Starsona.
Yeah. I love Starsona. It's just like Cameo. Get on both. Yeah.
Because I get quite a few cameos. So Starsona.
Well, that's good. Yeah.
Starsona. Okay.
Starsona. It's an app like Cameo. And it's the same concept. It's like you got to be everywhere, do everything.
All right, Perez, you got to be everywhere and do everything. And that is so true.
Reach out to Shane Dawson.
Reach out to Shane Dawson. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Maybe he could do a series on you.
I mean, we go way back. You know what? Some of us that's been around a while, and he's doing quite well. Thank you. Just if you can just tell us again where we can find you. And I just want to thank you so much for your time. You've been amazing.
Thank you.
And how you survived. First of all, career, reinventing yourself is amazing. And also just financially, how you're reinventing yourself, you know.
It's all about the work. It's like hard work is everything. It's what I tell my kids when I drive them to school every day. I am the hardest worker I know. That's why I only get about 4.5 hours of sleep a night. I'm not exaggerating.
Okay.
It's maybe not the healthiest of things, right. But you know, I have my coffee machine there and I drink 3 to 4 cups a day to get me through it. But I still, cheesy as it sounds, I wake up every day so grateful with gratitude in my heart. That's right. That is the first thought in my mind because none of this was even a possibility when I started.
That's right.
I'm living my dreams and beyond my dreams. And gratitude is tied to perspective. And when you have gratitude, when you have perspective, it heals and it fuels. And that's what keeps me going. And I'm so blessed and so happy. And like I said, you can listen to the Perez Hilton podcast with Chris Booker on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or directly at PerezPodcast.com. Of course, check out PerezHilton.com, which is still, God bless, making me money. Thank God.
Hallelujah.
Selling ads on there. Yes. So check that out. You know, and I think my website, there's just so much information. You know, when I started,
There was nothing.
I started, the celebrity magazines weren't even using their own websites to break news. Back then, in 2004, the celebrity magazines were just using their websites to get subscriptions for the magazine. It was such a different world. Now, everybody does celebrity news, you know?
Yes.
Even the local radio stations. Every radio station's website is celebrity
news. Regular
news
wasn't doing celebrity news. They were doing like hardcore news. And now,
because celebrity news pays.
Right.
And people are more interested in that. So that's everywhere. Right. But, you know, if things seem overwhelming for you, you could also just sign up for my newsletter. It's a,
he's got a newsletter,
lovely
yo.
Digest of everything. PerezNewsletter.com. You can sign up directly there at PerezNewsletter.com.
I am a fram.
I am all over social media, myself and the website. There's two different brands, two different entities. Well, on TikTok, I'm Perez Hilton, but everywhere else, I'm the Perez Hilton. Okay. And the website is just at Perez Hilton. Because, like, you know, we've been recording for about an hour and something could have happened.
Right.
But the website would tweet that out and Facebook that and all that jazz. So my personal stuff also has a lot of celebrity news because I'm interested in that.
Right.
But it's celebrity news and politics because I'm interested in that. Or I'm interested in anything with, you know, my kids, whatever. So, yeah. And that confuses people too. Like I've had previous agents be like, oh, your personal social platforms should not be anything entertainment. It should just be your family. Well, and I'm like, but I am interested in that. Like, that's me. That's just as much a part of me as everything else. You know, I'm not driven by, like, I'm driven by money.
Okay.
But
don't get it twisted. Yes.
But I also feel like you have to know yourself and know your audience and know when you're right and have that faith in yourself. So I have faith in you, Glozell.
Thank you. Perez Hilton has faith in me, and we love you, and we all support you. Please go to everything that says Perez Hilton.
Thank you.
And like, subscribe, and buy his merch. And thank you so very much. You are very inspirational. You're uplifting because I can't wait to talk to you again and be like, child, it all turned around, you know? It's all good. You turned yourself around over and over and over again.
And that's it, over and over again.
Over and over and again. And I will too. Thank you. Love you. And that's it, y'all. It's exhausting just talking about yourself, but you're amazing. I love you. And
thank you.
I wish you the best. Fram. Oh my goodness, I had a great time. I know you did too. Glowing Up is executive produced by my friend, Josh Skinner, John Fender, Jason Barrett, and me, Glozell Green. I'm a producer. It's edited and produced by Jonas Litton. Thanks again for listening to my little podcast. If you'd like to hear my latest episode of Glowing Up, you can visit our website at glowingup.show, or you can subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. And I want you to leave your ratings and reviews so I know what you're really thinking. I want to hear from you. Yes, you. You right there. Leave a review. All right. Over and out.